China.
Hi, China, Moses, and Anthony here for you guys today for this great, wonderful day. So, what can I say other than welcome
to the Blizzard Entertainment Worldwide Invitational
2008.
Make some noise. Eh bien, nous avons prévu une tonne d'activités kiffantes pour vous pendant ces deux prochains jours. On peut pas entendre votre channel.
Let me speak into your mic.
Speak into my mic.
I'm speaking into Anthony's microphone.
Tout à fait. Et en français, nous sommes sûrs que vous êtes hyper pressés de connaître toutes les infos sur tous les derniers jeux Blizzard Entertainment, vos jeux favoris, et ceux directement de la bouche des gens qui les ont créés.
So, to get things started, we'd like to introduce.
Alors, pour débuter, nous voulons laisser la parole au Managing Director, Frédéric Chenu.
Good morning, everyone. Bienvenue, bienvenidos, herzlich willkommen, and welcome. On behalf of Blizzard, I'd like to thank all of our players from Europe and from around the world for coming to Paris today. We've wanted to bring a major Blizzard event to Europe for a long time, and we've been able to because of your continuing and enthusiastic support. Thank you again for joining us for the 2008 Worldwide Invitational and making this celebration possible. Over the years, your 2004 Games made it clear to us that we would need a dedicated European office. Since then, we've released World of Warcraft in four European languages. Over a new crowd have joined us for the Midnight Ocean of Burning Crusade, and over 2 million players across Europe have made that their awesome home. We are now working on World of Warcraft in Russian, as well as the localized version of the next expansion, Wrath of the Lich King, and of course Starcraft 2. We're very excited to give you a chance to play them here this weekend. We also have some great tournament gaming during both days of the event. For some of you, this may be the first professional gaming experience. I hope you'll enjoy watching some of these exciting matches of StarCraft, Warcraft 3, and World of Warcraft. Please, give your support to all our worldwide international competitors. Enjoy the various activities, participate in the different contests, and catch all the latest news from our developer panels. And above all, amusez-vous, disfrutate del spectáculo, feel fast, and have fun! That was so close.
Oh man!
So thank you once again, everyone. And now, I'd like to declare the 2008 Worldwide Invitational open.
So now we'd like to introduce some of our special guests from Blizzard Entertainment. I'm
Et il est déjà le temps de présenter quelques-uns de nos invités très, très spéciaux de Blizzard Entertainment. Merci de bien vouloir les accueillir chaleureusement à Paris. Et qu'on va vous dire qui est là devant au premier rang, vous allez devenir complètement dingue.
So, please welcome them to Paris, and when you're going to hear their names, you guys are pretty much going to go insane, because there are superstars, our personal superstars. So please welcome Mike Morhaime, Chief Executive Officer at Volkswagen.
Stay alive.
today from Korea, Lynn.
From Germany, that's you.
Yeah, guys. Awesome.
sport demande un rythme soutenu, de l'exigence et bien sûr beaucoup de talent. Si vous venez ce week-end assister à l'une de nos différentes rencontres du Worldwide Invitational, vous allez voir vous-même, vous allez pouvoir vous rendre compte à quel point ces mecs-là sont talentueux, ils sont très 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 forts.
So we'd like to wish a good luck to all of our, you know, good luck, good gaming to all of our pro gamers this weekend.
Et pour vous donner le vent à la bouche, nous avons préparé une courte vidéo des meilleurs moments.
City, Ireland. I'd like you to all please say hello to the more than 600 employees from the Velezy office here today who helped to make this event possible. This past year has been an unbelievable one for us. Last year, we launched the fastest-selling PC game of all time, our first World of Warcraft expansion, The Burning Crusade, which sold 2.4 million copies in the first 24 hours. World of Warcraft grew from 8 million subscribers to over 10 million and counting. We had more big news last year. We also announced our planned merger with Activision to create Activision Blizzard. In a sense, you could say that we just leveled up. What does this mean for you? Well, if I do my job right, you shouldn't notice any difference. Despite being part of this new organization, our focus at Blizzard Entertainment will remain the same, to continue making great games. Last year's Worldwide Invitational was held at the Olympic Park in Seoul, Korea. This was the setting of our announcement for StarCraft II. Before we continue, I'd like to share with you some highlights from that event. The video that you were promised earlier is going to be able to announce.
Turn on the stage.
It is my honor to present to you Blizzard's newest game.
Yeah.
We have an incredible event planned for you this year. You'll be able to watch the top professional StarCraft, Warcraft 3, and World of Warcraft players compete for more than $100,000 in prizes. You will also have the opportunity to enter your own tournaments. We have hundreds of computers for you to play the latest versions of Wrath of the Lich King and StarCraft II. You'll have opportunities to meet Blizzard developers and hear our thoughts on game development. You won't want to miss the costume, dance, and machinima contests. And tomorrow night, we'll close the show out with a bang, starting with level 70 Elite Tauren Chieftain, followed by Video Games. I know you're eager to get some hands-on time with the games, but there's still one more thing that we need to do. Last year's Worldwide Invitational featured the global premiere of StarCraft II. And I know you've been wondering if we have any big news for you at this event. Well, we do.
In the world,
Altitude Entertainment to see a demo of Diablo 3 in action. Action role-playing genre. Today, we will show you how Diablo 3 improves on that legacy to provide a better role-playing game and a better action game. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you all that what you're going to see today is work in progress. Nothing is final. Now, who wants to crush some demons?
This place is thick with the stench of ooze. Several classes you can play in Diablo 3. The Barbarian overcomes his enemies with pure brute force. He's the perfect example of our design philosophy. There's no such thing as too much power. But all that power is nothing without control. Diablo 3 has several improvements that make it much easier to use your character's abilities. For example, we've added a hotbar where the Diablo potion belt used to be to help players use any of their skills quickly and easily. So nothing stands between you and whatever it is you want to smash. We've also added a way to quick swap between two skills using the mouse wheel or the tab key. These additions make for a game that remains so simple you can play it with just the mouse, but allows for easy skill combinations and deeper, more satisfying combat. Time to venture further into these old tombs, but before we do, these current weapons just won't do. These new axes are enchanted with frost and electricity, allowing you to stun and freeze your enemies. In order to recover health quickly and keep the pace of combat fast, we've added a new kind of dropped item. These red globes allow you to recover health, get back in the fight without having to rely on potions. Diablo 3 is packed with vicious enemies. These berserkers have a powerful charged up attack that does massive damage. It's best to avoid it and retaliate while they try to recover. These cultists that are joining the fight are weak and easy to kill, but the demon spawn they summon are not. The barbarian must dispatch the cultists quickly before he is overwhelmed. Working together, the berserkers provide a tough obstacle, allowing the cultists time to stack the odds against our hero. A vicious combo, but nothing a good axe or two can handle. You can destroy it, interact with it, and use it to your advantage. but the environment can work against you as well. For example, I'm sure this chest is filled with treasure, and not some kind of insidious trap.
Something in here.
barbarian must take them out quickly before they transform. You can expect Diablo 3 to be filled with cool events that tell our story and bring our game world to life. The next couple of areas show off just a few of these.
Get away from the wall!
Time to burn down the survivors. luckily, we have some backup. Joining us are the female versions of the Barbarian and the Witch Doctor. Now this is starting to look like a real party. You'll be able to form groups like this quickly and easily over battle. It's been our pleasure to give you a first glimpse of Diablo 3. But before we leave, let's show you a real fight.
You know, it's like sharing love all over the world.
Amazing.
I mean,
amazing.
gens qui nous regardent à la télévision, venez à la porte de Versailles, parce que c'est, si vous êtes fan de Blizzard Entertainment, il y a tout ici, sur deux niveaux, le Hall 5, tous les jeux vidéo, tous les t-shirts, et vous voyez les pro gamers que vous admirez, que vous aimez, ils sont tous ici, donc venez ce week-end à Porte de Versailles, ça
vous fera. And if you guys are lucky that have friends who didn't get a chance to get any tickets, well, there might be a couple hanging out outside, you know, you might want to check for your friends, you know, they get their little entry ticket, you might be able to work something out, but at the same time, too bad for them. We're happy to be here, and we're very happy to be with you. Are you guys okay in the back? In the back, make some noise! Let me see you guys in the back, baby. And on the side over here, you guys are okay? Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
Je voudrais que vous sachiez qui est dans la salle. I'm very curious to know who's in the audience. Qui sont les gens qui viennent de la France dans la salle, de la francophonie dans la salle?
So before